The Haunted Hollow, because what? And I'll be honest with you, JD. When they were saying Haunted Hollow is the 4th of November and the 5th, and I'm thinking, Halloween's over, but it is. It's a little longer. It's a little post Halloween thing. Which the more and more I think about it, this is really smart because you're not going to have as much competition.
That's exactly why we started doing it the Sunday after Halloween. Was we're not competing with the hundreds, sometimes it feels like, of other events that are taking place here in Southern Illinois. So why not push it off and let the kids keep the costumes out for an extra few days and come out and have some more fun?
Right, getting a little extra mileage out of that Wonder Woman costume.
That's
this
right.
Weekend. Sunday, 1 to 4?
1 to 4.
All right.
Yep.
Now, there's a long list. I'm going to not take this in the order that it should be taken, because there's something about this that I find more interesting than any other haunted house or anything that goes on for Halloween, is the learning aspect of this, and you get to interact. Well, what is defined on the website as creepy crawlers.
Yep. So creepy crawlers they're creepy crawlers. But we have staff and volunteers there to kind of explain and give you a little bit of the science behind the creepy crawlers, which would be, spiders and snakes and, any
you
other.
You can keep the spiders. I'll take the snakes.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to come and hold or touch any of them.
Okay.
But they're out there for the scientific purposes and kind of that general knowledge that we want kids to take home with them so that they're not scared of these creepy crawlers, and that they understand them if they do come across them here in Southern Illinois.
Educational.
Yep.
But not every day you get to hold a snake.
That's right.
What's the haunted tram?
The haunted tram, that's just a fun little ride around through Touch of Nature. Sometimes people don't realize quite how big Touch of Nature is. 3,100 acres of forest. We have 100 buildings at Touch of Nature,
right.
Also something that people aren't aware of. A few roads that weave around through those spaces, and so you can jump on the haunted tram and go for a ride and hear a few spooky stories while you're out there riding around and enjoying Southern Illinois beauty.
These are just two of the components for this event that's coming up this Sunday at Touch of Nature. It starts at 1 o'clock. Wear the costumes, take the haunted tram ride, interface there with the creepy crawlers. You've got a traveling wall, a climbing wall?
Yep, we have a climbing wall that's just on a hydraulic setup, and we can move it around, and people can even rent it. But we set it up around camp, and kids can climb and learn some of those outdoor skills as well.
You're keeping this focused really in one way of just how broad it is. That literally kids of all kinds of ages, all kinds of backgrounds, everybody's invited. There is a registration fee.
There's a small registration fee for Haunted Hollow. I think it's $5 for ages 6 to 13 and $7 for 17 and older.
14
and
over.
And it's free for anyone 5 and under.
All right, so 5 and under free. Then 6 to 13, it's $6 and 7 for 14 and older. So you can register on the website. Matter of fact, I'm going to just take the website and post it to our Facebook page right now so that it's very easy to find if you want to register, and so they've got an idea of what we're talking about here. This is this Sunday from 1 to 4, the Haunted Hollows. Is this a fundraiser, or is this an awareness builder, or is...
That's a good question. This actually started out as an extension of Camp Little Giant. We wanted to do something in the fall for some campers from Camp Little Giant, and it just turned into more of a bigger community event. So, people of all abilities can come out and enjoy Touch of Nature in the fall for that kind of fun, spooky time of the year. It's not too spooky because it is family-oriented.
That's another one of those areas that you've kind of emphasized in your messaging, is that because there are some of these haunted houses and things that are a little much for your, well, we talked about the age categories here with the registration fees, and some of those are a little too much for some of the younger people. This is something that you've specifically made. We're not talking about terrifying, right?
Correct.
We're talking about having a little fun, daylight hours.
Yeah, a few spooky things for the older kids, but most of it's all younger, age-focused, family-oriented kind of fun games and activities. Again, stuff like the climbing wall, there'll be nature hikes and all kinds of fun stuff to do to get outdoors. That's the unique twist that we can add on Halloween is, you know, get outdoors and experience that outside.
All right. Now, is Touch of Nature still in the process of celebrating its anniversary, too, and its founding?
Yep. Let's see. That's coming up. 2019?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. 1949 was when we started to acquire some land.
Yeah, because I've been more and more, you know, about this anniversary. It's like, this is going to be a big one. You know, it's like John A. Logan College. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this weekend.
Yep.
And it looks like about the same time. I didn't realize. I hadn't put two and two together, I guess.
Yeah, we've got some big ones coming up. Our founding in 2019, but then the Special Olympics kickoff celebration is coming up in April of 2018. And we've been asked to host that kickoff, because Dr. Freeberg, you know, longtime resident at Touch of Nature, was one of the co-founders of the Special Olympics.
Right.
And that's going to take place at Touch of Nature. So we're really excited. We've got a lot of fun things coming up here in the next few years.
Good. And great opportunity to get you in to share some of those as well. You know, more and more, I've been talking to Senator Dale Fowler, Senator Paul Shemp, some of the local politicians, as well. And it seems like we've kind of started really focusing on tourism and what the Shawnee National Forest, what the parks and places like Touch of Nature have to offer. And it looks like we're finally seeing the widespread support, maybe not fiscally, but the support of these organizations as a attraction for people outside the area.
Mm-hmm.
Touch of Nature is no stranger to this. It's been a go-to destination point for many young people for years. You see the third and fourth generation coming back around to help in your case. You know, that's. I think we're coming into a period of time where it's time to capitalize on what we have to offer. Touch of Nature is one of those jewels that, JD, sometimes has been forgotten, been marginalized.
Yeah, definitely. I'm personally not going to dwell on the past of us being forgotten. I'm here to promote the future for us because, I mean, as an outdoor recreation professional, you're talking about tourism in Southern Illinois. That's the key for us. You know, we're always talking about being economically depressed and everything else in this area. Outdoor recreation tourism, that is an $887 billion a year industry. And if Southern Illinois will tap into that and improve some of our marketing and improve some of the management of our lands and facilities and bring people here, we won't have to complain about being economically depressed anymore.
Yeah, it's one of the things when I was talking with Senator Dale Fowler this time on Tuesday, he was talking about, you know, that they're going to take the Sayre Woods, open them up to ATV, motorsports. You got Touch of Nature just kind of opening its arms to the kids and the resources they've had. What, you said 100 buildings? How many acres did you say?
3,100.
You know, that's a pretty good number to have around. Say you want to come out and you want to enjoy yourself, you want to have some elbow room, this is the place to get it. And I only knew this recently, that if you want to get a cabin at Touch of Nature, you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have an 18-room hotel at Touch of Nature.
People forget this.
Yeah, people don't realize some of the things that we can offer. You know, we rent all of our spaces to the community. If you want it, we even do weddings.
Well, it's like you were talking about, the climbing wall is available for rental.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. All kinds of good stuff. And then, you know, the other thing that we're currently working on is about a 30-mile multi-use trail system at Touch of Nature. And that's really going to change some things, in my personal opinion. Obviously.
Is that now, because I talked to one of the ladies down there, is this the one that's going to be available for mountain biking too?
Correct.
All
so
right.
This would be for mountain bikers and for hikers and for runners.
And in my understanding, that trail would meet some type of like standard too, that, you know, for X number, since I'm not a fat tire guy, if you're a mountain biker, that there's like a standard, this way is scaled and created, that you've got X number of dips and so, and that this meets these standards.
You're correct. So we're building everything to what's called International Mountain Biking Association standards. They're kind of the governing body for mountain biking in the United States. So they've come and they've presented a design for us, and they've come and they've taught us how to build trail properly. So we're moving forward. We've got some grants turned in. We're hoping that some of those come through, and we'll be building trails.
Well, I just ran into a group of bikers from Chicago and St. Louis who were here for a bicyclist convention at Camp Ondesunk. Sounds like Touch of Nature would be a good place for them to have their next convention.
Biking's a lot of tourism money in the United States.
J.D. Tanner, Touch of Nature. This weekend, it's the Haunted Hollow. Starts at 1 o'clock.
Yep, come on out and see us, 1 to 4.
That's Sunday.
Just have some fun.